local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05 and a rainy Tuesday is how we get started. More details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Right now, Caden's got the ride in. Here's traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got accident-free conditions as the school buses are back rolling again this morning, but no delays along the interstate from I-10, I-110, and heading up 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. Now, if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, still light traffic eastbound, westbound lanes along I-10. Gaffney and Spanish Fort, you're clear as well. Market in the Park is back this Saturday in downtown Mobile, Cathedral Square. It's the city's favorite certified Alabama farmers market. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, morning showers and mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Lanco, live at the 65th Annual Greater Gulf State Fair, Saturday, November 2nd on the Grandstand.
I was gonna be your forever.
Gold Circle tickets on sale now at greatergulfstatefair.com.
I was born to love you, I was born to love you.
The Marshall Tucker Band, live at the 65th Annual Greater Gulf State Fair, Sunday, October 27th on the Grandstand.
Can't you see?
Gold Circle tickets on sale now at greatergulfstatefair.com.
Radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:07, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on a rainy Tuesday. Rainier as you head north of Mobile and Baldwin counties, but we're going to get it down in our neck of the woods over the next few hours. Dr. Bill with a full weather discussion around 6:35. Also coming up this morning, Gwen Hilliard joins us in the 8 o'clock hour, and the text line open for you at 343-0106. Talking yesterday in depth about this Amber Alert that is beyond the state lines of Alabama and to surrounding states as the search continues for little Camille McKinney. And they had a presser yesterday in Birmingham. Here's Kelly with more details.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A second Amber Alert has now been issued for a missing three-year-old. Authorities now say that Camille McKinney could be anywhere in the state of Alabama or in a different state. On Monday, the police chief in Birmingham and Mayor Randall Woodfin held a press conference and said that two people who were arrested on Sunday, a white female and a black male, were currently undergoing questioning. Governor Kay Ivey has also announced that she's in discussions with the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office to finalize plans for a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for Camille's disappearance. Camille, whose family calls her Cupcake, is 3 feet tall and weighs 60 pounds. She was last seen wearing a pink Minnie Mouse t-shirt and had yellow, white, and blue bows in her hair. Her family is pleading for any information. Anyone who knows something to please come forward and help get their baby girl back home. The family says they do not know and did not recognize the man and woman who kidnapped their three-year-old. If you have information, call the Birmingham Police Department at 205-297-8413 or Crime Stoppers at 205-254-7777. Back here in Mobile, a 21-year-old man's recovering this morning after being shot. Mobile police responded just after 8:30 last night to Kellogg Street near Preston Avenue, which is in the RV Taylor community. Mobile police and Mobile Fire Rescue worked this situation. Mobile Fire Rescue says the victim did survive and was transported to the hospital and is in stable condition. We do expect police to release more information in the coming days as to if they have a suspect in their custody. As for now, this investigation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Counselors will be at Baldwin County High School this morning as students grieve the death of a 17-year-old classmate. Jalen Yelder was killed in a crash early Sunday morning on Highway 31 just south of Bay Minette. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for information that helps law enforcement find a missing 3-year-old girl in Birmingham. It has been 3 days since Camille Cupcake McKinney was kidnapped from a birthday party. Authorities have located two persons of interest, but so far no one has been arrested. There has been no sign of the missing child. The impeachment inquiry continues in Washington today, a day after Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he was kicked out of a closed-door session. The Republican said as member of the House Judiciary Committee, he intended to observe the questioning of a former White House advisor. The meeting, however, was only open to members of the Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight Committees. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles, and it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken outside the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint Smart Home Specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint Smart Home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home, so protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Washington dominates St. Louis in the NLCS. The Green Bay Packers rally for a win on Monday Night Football and a photo finish at Talladega. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Washington Nationals got a great game from starting pitcher Steven Strasburg and beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-1 to take a dominant 3-0 lead in the National League Championship Series.
Swinging a high fly ball left field. Playable for Soto, moving into his right. He is there. He makes the catch. And a curly W's in the books. The Nationals beat the Cardinals 8-1. They go up 3-0 in the National League Championship Series.
That That's from Nationals Radio on 106.7 The Fan. Strasburg allowed only one unearned run, in seven innings with 12 strikeouts and zero walks. Washington's 36-year-old second baseman Howie Kendrick went 3-for-4 with three doubles and three RBIs, and the Nats put up those eight runs with only one home run. That came in the sixth inning off the bat of Victor Robles.
2-1. Swing, a high drive to right center field. Well hit. This one way back. Fowler looking up at the wall, and it is gone!
The Nationals could finish the series sweep at home tonight at 7 o'clock. Patrick Corbin gets the start on the mound for the Nats, with Dakota Hudson starting for the Cards. The New York Yankees and Houston Astros are tied at one game apiece in the ALCS. Game 3 is in New York this afternoon at 3. Gerrit Cole gets the start for Houston, with Luis Severino starting for the Yankees. On Monday Night Football, Mason Crosby kicked a 23-yard field goal as time expired, and the Green Bay Packers beat the Detroit Lions 23-22.
Now to play hero again. And there it is. Walk it off and win it for Mason Crosby.
Call from ESPN. Green Bay trailed or were tied with the Lions for a majority of the game until Crosby's winning kick. Aaron Rodgers completed 24 of 39 passes for 283 yards and two touchdowns. After the game, he said he was confident that they would win, even down 13-0.
Well, I feel like we still had a chance. You know, I felt like we moved the ball well all night. We just hurt ourselves with some penalties.
The Lions were moving the ball on offense all game, but were just 1-for-3 in the red zone and settled in for 5 field goals. There were some questionable officiating decisions that went against Detroit at the end of the game, but Lions quarterback Matt Stafford said the red zone woes were more to blame.
We made some big plays on offense. We just didn't put the ball in the end zone. And can't do that, you know, on the road against a good team. And, you know, they made the plays at the end of the game to beat us.
Packers' record now stands at 5-1. They're off to their first 3-0 start in the NFC North since 2012. Detroit's record falls to 2-2-1. Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton has missed the last four games with a foot injury. Backup quarterback Kyle Allen has led the team to a 4-0 record in Newton's absence. Now ESPN's reporting that Newton's foot injury has healed well, and he's expected to be ready to practice after the team's bye this week. Newton struggled through the first 2 weeks of the season before a mild Lisfranc sprain shut him down. He completed just 56% of his passes for 572 yards and one interception in losses to the Rams and Buccaneers. The Panthers have said they'll make a decision on who starts at quarterback when Newton is healthy. The NASCAR Cup Series playoff race at Talladega was suspended until yesterday because of rain on Sunday. After a massive crash with 7 laps to go, set up a green-white checkered finish, and a wild last 2 laps ended with Ryan Blaney beating Ryan Newman to the line in a photo finish 7/1000ths of a second. It was definitely a photo finish.
Here they come! They make contact! They're side by side! It's a photo finish at the line! Blaney and Newman were side by side when they crossed the line!
Unbelievable finish.
Blaney, by just a foot, is going to get the win over Newman.
7/1000ths of a second.
So a foot at how many miles per hour?
What are they going? At least 180, probably right around 200.
So 1 foot, 12 inches at 180 miles an hour.
That's right.
Holy cow.
They were rubbing the whole way down the backstretch, and just an amazing finish. I think the sixth closest finish in NASCAR history.
Wow.
Denny Hamlin finished third, followed by Eric Almirola and Michael McDowell. With his first win of the season, Blaney locked himself into the next round of the playoffs. Playoff field will be trimmed from 12 drivers to 8 after next weekend at Kansas. Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott, Clint Bowyer, and William Byron are all below the playoff cut line. They'll need to work some magic at Kansas to avoid elimination. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and a few thunderstorms, with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, morning showers and mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
They build the best trailers on the market.
market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center accident, free conditions continue in light traffic as you're traveling off of Spring Hill, Moffitt, Dauphin, and Airport in 65. No problems. And across the Bayway and the Causeway, still a good ride coming in from Daphne and Spanish Ford. A perfect start to the morning. South Alabama football is heading to Troy tomorrow for the big battle for the belt, and we need you there to support the Jags and help us bring back the belt, but we need you there safely. The battle is real. Buckle up and drive safe, Alabama. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with Traffic, and Kelly's got her headlines in just a second. Rolling Stone has listed their 100 best debut albums of all time.
I love lists like this.
I do too. And not just best albums of all time, because there's a whole other best debut albums. And they've put this list out. We're not going to go through 100, but this morning we'll talk about at least the top 10. Maybe in the later on we'll go into the next 10 there. Pretty interesting. And you look at this top 10, I'd like to hear your responses as well. We'll roll this out here and then have our sidebar discussion as we often do on our text line that's open for you 24/7 at 343-0106. 343-0106. Same phone number you call to be part of the show. You can also text us anytime on that line. All right, 6:23, time to catch up on more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Authorities have identified the two teenagers who drowned last Friday in the Tombigbee River. Both were 15-year-old high school students, Rayshawn Benson and Natasha Daniels. They died Friday after they fell into the water and drowned. Both students attended Demopolis High School and were in the high school band. The chief of police in Demopolis says that a third classmate also fell into the water but was pulled to shore safely with no serious injuries. The students went to the landing after an early dismissal from school. Grief counselors will be on hand today at the school to help students cope with their unexpected loss. News out of Florida this morning, a mom is arrested for allowing her 12-year-old son to drive her car with other children in the back seat. The underage driver took to the wheel at midnight. According to Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office and their deputies, authorities pulled the vehicle over as it was swerving on Highway 98's westbound lanes in Gulf Breeze. Mom has been identified as 43-year-old Francesca Darla Seria. She is from Milton, Florida. She was arrested and charged with permitting an unauthorized minor to drive, which is a felony. She was also charged with child neglect, expired registration, and no proof of insurance. Her bond has been set at $23,000. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 624 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, more discussion here. Mobile Police Department sent out a memo yesterday, made its first arrest under House Bill 375. And you say, so what? That's the stolen gun. That's the one that takes the okay, before, let me explain it this way. Before, the value of a gun was no different than the value of a TV. In other words, if you're trying to decide whether something's a felony or misdemeanor, you look at the value of the stolen item, right? Mm-hmm. And so the guns carried no more penalty than if you stole something of equal value that was a TV, a toaster, or something like that. It's just dependent on the value of the gun. They changed that in the legislature, and MPD has made an arrest on that. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. And the story, of course, internationally, the war going on in Syria between the Turks and the Kurds, and now Syria stepping their forces up to the northeastern border and clashing with the Turks as well. More on this from Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
A statement attributed to President Trump to get ahead of expected Senate action against Turkey. He says, I will soon be issuing an executive order authorizing the imposition of sanctions against current and former officials of the government of Turkey and any persons contributing to Turkey's destabilizing actions in northeast Syria. Likewise, the steel tariffs will be increased back up to 50%, the level prior to reduction in May. The president concludes, I am fully prepared to swiftly destroy Turkey's economy if Turkish leaders continue down this dangerous and destructive path. Vice President Mike Pence heading to Turkey to try to convince that nation's leader, Recep Erdogan, to give up the incursion that Erdogan may have felt was okay with President Trump based on their phone call two Sundays ago. Instead, U.S. sanctions will target Turkish ministers of defense, energy, and the interior.
The sanctions that were announced today will continue and will worsen unless and until Turkey embraces an immediate ceasefire, stops the violence, and agrees to negotiate a long-term settlement of the issues.
Within a week, the president's decision to pull U.S. forces out of northern Syria has changed the dynamic there immensely, with UNICEF saying 70,000 children have been displaced as a result. Mr. Trump tweets, anyone who wants to assist Syria in protecting the Kurds is good with me, whether it is Russia, China, or Napoleon Bonaparte. I hope they all do great. We are 7,000 miles away. President Trump called Turkey's president, according to Vice President Mike Pence, to demand an end to Turkey's actions, including Arab militias supporting Turkey in Syria that appear to have committed war crimes by executing Kurds on the side of a road. The vice president insists the Trump-Erdogan conversation two Sundays ago was just as clear.
The United States of America did not give a green light to Turkey to invade Syria. The president has been very clear on that point and reiterated that to President Erdogan today.
On Sunday night, October 6th, the White House did issue a statement about the U.S. troop pullback, adding Turkey will soon be moving forward with its long-planned operation into northern Syria. Bob Costantini, Washington.
All right, 627 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Yeah, some rain overnight and some heavier rain right now in northern parts of our listening area. Knoxville has details on how it will affect our morning commute and the rest of our day. He's on the way in just about 4 minutes.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 21-year-old man was rushed to the hospital last night after he was shot in Mobile's RV Taylor community. The shooting happened around 8:30 on Kellogg Street. This morning, it's not clear whether any arrests have been made. Two mothers are facing charges for separate incidents involving underage drivers. A mother in Gulf Breeze was arrested after authorities say she allowed her 12-year-old to drive. When the child was pulled over, his mother smelled of alcohol, according to police. In Fort Walton Beach, another mother is charged after allowing her 14-year-old to drive to a restaurant. Two other children were in the back seat. The Prodigy Pantry in Spanish Fort will be distributing food despite an ongoing construction project on Highway 31. The construction will cause some traffic issues, but the charity will have people directing traffic this morning. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Boomtown and Hollywood Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action and the best prop bets in town. So grab the crew and place your bets at the sportsbooks at Boomtown Casino Biloxi and Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Louisiana or Alabama.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, a trusted provider of occupational and physical therapy services in Mobile for 40 years, now offers the finest quality CBD products to aid in your quest for better health. These nutraceuticals are independent, third-party tested with online results available. They are chemical and pesticide-free and come from trusted suppliers who only use a heat and pressure extraction process. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or at AzaleaCityRehab.com to schedule a free consult to answer all your CBD questions. Let us help you achieve better health.
T. Batchelor & Sons has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs. 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
With Turkish artillery bombarding northeastern Syria, President Trump is ordering nearly 1,000 U.S. troops out of the country for their safety. More on that from Barbara Starr at the Pentagon.
U.S. troops now out of that city of Manbij, west of the Euphrates. This is the first signal that U.S. troops are beginning to move. They are consolidating their positions. They are grouping into larger areas so they have more ability to secure themselves. That's the first step on the withdrawal plan.
Birmingham, Alabama police have expanded the search for a missing 3-year-old girl to include surrounding states. They say Camille McKinney was kidnapped from her birthday party on Saturday by a stranger in a dark SUV. White former Fort Worth, Texas police officer Aaron Dean was put in jail last night on a murder charge after shooting Atiana Jefferson, a black woman, to death in her home in front of her 8-year-old nephew. The National League Championship Series could end tonight if the Nats beat the Cardinals again after last night's 8-1 win. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Uber is cutting about 350 jobs in its latest round of layoffs as the company faces market pressure to slash losses and assure investors it can turn a profit. The ride-hailing firm says the cuts will hit its food delivery service, Uber Eats, and autonomous driving unit. This is the third round of layoffs for Uber following cuts of more than 800 workers from product, engineering, and marketing divisions earlier this year. Harley-Davidson has stopped production and deliveries of its first electric motorcycle after discovering a problem related to the vehicle's charging equipment, a major setback for a product the company is counting on to rejuvenate sales. The motorcycle maker has suspended production of the LiveWire model as it conducts tests to investigate the problem. The company did not say when production would resume. Crude oil sharply lower, down 99 cents at $52.60 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are moderately higher after stocks closed modestly lower yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, clouds out there this morning. Looking at the radar to our north, they're getting some rain in northern parts of the listening area. And how long does that last?
That's going to be around for today and also tonight. And most of the rain is going to be to the north of Mobile. That's because there is a weather front that sort of stalled across the southern counties of Mississippi and Alabama. And that's where most of the rain will occur. But every so often, there will be a band of showers that will move through our area and possibly a thunderstorm. Don't expect any severe weather, but just some well-needed rainfall. So today, look for temperatures around 82 for a high this afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy. You may see a little bit of sun now and then. And as I mentioned, we'll see some periods of showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two. Now tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, especially to the north of Mobile, but we'll still feel the effects of that weather front that is across Alabama and Mississippi. That front, though, is gradually moving to the north, and tonight we'll see a low of about 70 degrees. Tomorrow, the front will be far enough to the north, be out of our area. However, a cold front will be moving in from the northwest, and it'll sweep into our area early tomorrow. And so we'll see some showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon. The high tomorrow will be around 80 degrees. But then the cool air will start to really move in the afternoon, so that tomorrow night we'll see a low of about 55 degrees, mid-50s here in the city. And that means it's going to be a bit cooler, maybe near 50 in some of the outlying areas. As for the rest of the week, looks really good for Thursday. Let's call it partly cloudy, and about 72 for the high temperature on Thursday, and then cooling into the mid-50s for Thursday night. Friday, mid-70s and mostly cloudy. And then over the weekend, the next weather system, next frontal activity will affect us. And so Saturday, we'll have some sunshine and a few scattered showers possible in the afternoon. The high will be in the low 80s. And again, some scattered showers on Sunday with a high temperature in the lower 80s. So plan on a little bit of rainfall scattered around over the weekend, but it looks like some warm temperatures into the low, possibly even getting into the mid-80s.
All right. With this rain, any of it severe weather or just rainfall? What are we looking at?
Don't expect any severe weather. Most of it is just going to be shower activity, an occasional thunderstorm if possible. And then the cold front will move in early tomorrow. We'll really feel the effects of the cooling later in the afternoon, and as temperatures drop into the mid-50s tomorrow night.
It's nice. It's nice, that sound of a lack of sound of my air conditioner running. It's a joy, the quiet of not hearing that thing going. All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
There's a tropical wave now moving across the Yucatan Peninsula. We don't expect any problems with that. It'll move eventually into the southwest Gulf and then into Mexico again. There's another tropical wave approaching the Windward Islands out in the Atlantic. And then another system off the African coast. It is now a tropical depression. Most likely will become a named storm, possibly today or tomorrow. If it does, it'll be Nestor. And that storm, no effect on the Western Hemisphere. Should stay way out in the Eastern Atlantic.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, also tropical weather expert. Guy's got a PhD in it. That's why we listen to him all hurricane season long. 73 now at our studios. A reminder here, a plea for you for help for me, and really help for me to help the American Cancer Society. We continue in this Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I'm one of the real men that wear pink. You'll see us at events with pink shirts or a pink tie. I got a pink tie and lapel pin. We're like ambassadors for the American Cancer Society, almost exactly like the Azalea Trail Maids, except we're not pretty. We're not particularly talented, and okay, well, don't wear dresses, but other than that, exactly the same thing, an analog, but we are ambassadors for bringing attention to breast cancer and breast cancer research, and that's what we're raising money for. If you go to the Facebook page for the radio station or my personal Facebook page, you'll see that link, and I put it on Twitter, and if somebody wants doesn't get on the social media platforms, if you'll email me, which is Sean, spelled the fast way, SEAN at fmtalk1065.com. I'll send you a link as well, because it works this way. We're all raising money, all the dudes, all the real men that wear pink, we're all raising money for the same thing, breast cancer research, and doing this through the South Alabama American Cancer Society. But there may be a little competition going on between all of us guys out there, and I sure appreciate y'all's donation. All goes the same place, but coming through the conduit that is my fundraising page, and you'll click the link there. It'll take it. It's all secure. It's on the American Cancer Society website. Once you go through, click my picture, takes you there. You can make your donation. Y'all been great so far. Please keep it up. And you know, I've said before, the reason I'm doing, I would have done this anyway, but it's something very close to home. My mama, a 20-year survivor of breast cancer, and I think the stats are over 4,000 women in Alabama will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year, and we're working to get those rates of recovery even higher. They have climbed to the 90% range, which is fantastic, because we were not there 20 years ago, and we're getting better and better in treating breast cancer and finding breast cancer early, and your money, your donations go to that, and goes to the American Cancer Society. So I appreciate your help. Thank you very much. That's what that's all about on the Facebook page or the Twitter feed. And like I said, if you're not on social media, shoot me an email, Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. I'll send you the link to make that donation right there. And before you even get started with that, thank you. All right, 641. On the way, a couple things of note here. We'll mention this Rolling Stone list of top debut albums of all time. I think he's an interesting talker. Also coming up, we'll talk to Quinn Hillier as he calls on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, to have some decorum through the process in Washington. I'll say good luck on that, but we'll let him tell us his take on it coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock. We'll check in with Dalton for sports coming up. Kelly's got her headlines, and Kane with traffic is next.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino a law firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others. If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Good morning, everyone. For the spring of Toyota.com traffic center accident, free conditions continue. No delays across the Bayway. Daphne and Spanish Ford also a good start so far this morning. Watch for the school zones again, back down to 20 miles an hour, as we've got plenty of radar in those areas already this morning, but nothing out of the ordinary. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. And more traffic info coming in from the text line here. Accident 181, which old schoolers like me call 27, just north of City Hope Church. That's there in Malbus. So it says just north of City Hope Church. So I don't know if that's north of I-10 or not, because City Hope Church is pretty close to the interchange there between I-10 and 181, as they call it, as the kids call it now. Like, a lot of people used to call it 27. That accident there is just a few minutes old. We'll get you more on that from the traffic department. You listening, Kane? Get more information on our next update coming up in just a second. Also, yeah, there's the list out from Rolling Stone, the 100 best debut albums of all time. Now, let's be specific. It's not best albums of all time, best debut albums. I think this is pretty cool because these are there's some absolute classic debut albums, and there are some bands that improve with time and find their voice, and there are some that just in that first album give you all the best stuff.
Everything they've got. You know, they put their 10 years of work into album one.
Yes.
Then they're expected to run it back like the next right. year, and sometimes it's hard to follow it up.
All right, number 10. So number 10 on the list, Horses from Patti Smith.
Okay.
You got that one? I don't have that. Familiar with it, but don't have it.
No, I don't know it.
The Band, Music from the Big Pink, number 9. I got that one in the collection.
I hadn't heard the album title, but I have heard a lot of The Band.
The Band. You go with some of their live stuff, Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
The Band. Wow. This Is It, the debut album from The Strokes, 2001.
I do say I like the album cover.
Also. Yes, yes. There is, what's on that album cover?
It's, I think, a glove, like a black leather glove or something like that.
Never Mind the Bollocks, Sex Pistols, 1977, Johnny Rotten and Company.
I'm sure you got, you have that one. Can they say bollocks on FCC?
Well, we can say the United States.
Oh, okay.
You know, if we were in England, we'd probably get in trouble with moderators there. Number 6 on the list, Straight Outta Compton from NWA.
All right, yeah.
We got that one.
I'm not even sure they made a second album.
It's true. I mean, this is the Velvet Underground and Nico. Velvet Underground, 1967. As much as I'm familiar and played cuts from that, I do not own that album.
Mm. Is it? Because I always thought the band was the Velvet Underground.
Yes, but and Nico.
Was Nico someone else who was like involved?
Yes, yes. And then Andy Warhol.
Okay.
But they don't list Andy Warhol there. Number 4, I often tell this story of being a punk kid going over to Pensacola to see the AC/DC show when I was too young to drive, but we had an older kid who could drive. And we went there real early, because we had nothing else to do and we were out of the house. And they had this opening band there that I had never heard of. These kids called themselves Guns N' Roses.
Oh.
Appetite for Destruction from GNR, number 4.
Heck yeah.
That's an all-timer. How many times can I hit that? Yeah, that's one of the classics. Number 3 on the list, Jimi Hendrix Experienced and Are You Experienced?
All right. Great album.
Number 2 on the list, I don't have, and I'm going to be shamed on the text line, I'm sure. The Ramones, eponymously titled debut album from The Ramones, 1976. Did not have. Do you have?
I do not, but Blitzkrieg Bop, is that on that album?
I'm pretty sure it is. We'll go back and check.
I've heard a lot of Ramones. Blitzkrieg Bop, the only one I can actually name.
Yeah, you know what? Sadly, probably me too. and the number 1 debut album, at least according to this list over at Rolling Stone, Beastie Boys and Licensed to Ill.
Wow. Out of all the albums, that's the number 1 debut album.
There it is. We'll talk about your top 10 debut albums on the text line at 343-0106. Now with more headlines, here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A 10-year-old child fights off a grown man who attempts to rape her. She was able to escape because she kicked him right in the groin. The Montgomery Advertiser is reporting that 52-year-old David Turner Windham was charged with attempted rape and put in jail after he tried pinning this child down and pulling off her clothes while she and her brother, who was asleep, were being watched by a family friend. The 10-year-old child was able to fight off that man, even though Windham told her to keep what happened a secret and that she needed to keep quiet. Well, that's when he took off. Authorities have not yet released if Windham is related to this child or how he knew her, but Windham, he does remain in jail at this hour. This morning, authorities are identifying the teenage driver involved in a recent traffic fatality. Alabama State Troopers confirmed that 17-year-old Jalen Yelder was killed when the SUV he was driving veered off Highway 31 south of Bay Minette. That SUV rolled over and Yelder was ejected from the truck. He was not wearing his seatbelt. The Bay Minette teenager was pronounced dead on the scene. He did have a passenger, 18-year-old Destin Evans, who was injured in the crash and taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation is ongoing at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more. Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Counselors will be at Baldwin County High School this morning as students grieve the death of a 17-year-old classmate. Jalen Yelder was killed in a crash early Sunday morning on Highway 31 just south of Bay Minette. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for information that helps law enforcement find a missing 3-year-old girl in Birmingham. It has been 3 days since Camille Cupcake McKinney was kidnapped from a birthday party. Authorities have located two persons of interest, but so far no one has been arrested. There has been no sign of the missing child. The impeachment inquiry continues in Washington today, a day after Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he was kicked out of a closed-door session. Republicans said as member of the House Judiciary Committee, he intended to observe the questioning of a former White House advisor. The meeting, however, was only open to members of the Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight Committees. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Washington dominates St. Louis in the National League Championship Series. The Green Bay Packers rally for a win on Monday Night Football and a photo finish at Talladega. It's 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Washington Nationals got a great game from starting pitcher Steven Strasburg. Beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-1 last night to take a dominant 3-0 lead in the National League Championship Series.
Swinging a high fly ball left field, playable for Soto, moving into his right. He is there. He makes the catch. And a curly W's in the books.
The Nationals could finish the series sweep at home tonight at 7. Patrick Corbin gets the start on the mound for Washington. Dakota Hudson starting for the Cards. On Monday Night Football, Mason Crosby kicked a 23-yard field goal as time expired, and the Green Bay Packers beat the Detroit Lions 23-22.
Now to play hero again. And there it is. Walk it off and win it for Mason Crosby.
That's the call on ESPN. Green Bay trailed or were tied with the Lions for a majority of the game until Crosby's winning kick. Packers are now 5-1, off to their first 3-0 start in the NFC North since 2012. The NASCAR Cup Series playoff race at Talladega was suspended until yesterday because of rain on Sunday, and after a massive crash with 7 laps to go, set up a green-white checkered finish. A wild last 2 laps ended with Ryan Blaney beating Ryan Newman to the line in a photo finish, a 7/1000th of a second victory. Denny Hamlin finished third, followed by Eric Almirola and Michael McDowell, With his first win of the year, Blaney locked himself into the next round of the playoffs. That field will be trimmed from 12 drivers to 8 next weekend at Kansas. 6:54 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a good start so far this morning along Airport, Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, and 65. Along the interstate, we've had light traffic, and so far, no accidents that'll be in the roadways. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday and every Saturday through November 23rd from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square in downtown. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, morning showers and mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 6:57, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Dr. Bill says the rain is more of a thing for our northern reaches or listening area than the southern reaches, although it's going to make its way in here later on in tomorrow, bigger rain event and that cold front passing through. Get more from him coming up in a full weather discussion at 7:35, plus updates all hour long. Once again, we'll update traffic. Looks like that issue is on 181. Getting the accident, and somebody correcting here in the text line says it's south of 64 by Austin Road. All right, so that's a traffic issue this morning. We'll get more from Kane coming up. And y'all are blowing me up on the text line. I appreciate it. Haywood says Eminem's debut album, Infinite. Put that on the list. Dale says Little Feat 1971, the eponymously titled. Yeah, I'm with this person who says Van Halen 1 is not in the top 10. I'm with you. It's on the list, but it's not in the top 10. Keep them coming to the text line. We'll be right back.